This is the 193rd day in the year of 2021. There remains 170 days in this year. Hopefully, you can go do some of those things that you have planned to do from the beginning. Maybe your New Year's resolution or maybe not. There's going to be a special play this weekend at Mays Community Temple, and it is titled Hurt and Healed, Chapter 3. This play will be put on by Elder Tiger Bradley and Joetta McCruder, who are to be my guests in just a few minutes. Welcome to A Voice of a People, Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Go into your Play Store to find the TuneIn app. And once you download it, don't forget to search WWGH. There will be a line of different radio shows there, and we are in the midst, okay? All right, or you can call into the show, 740-383-9944, if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully supported Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce every third Saturday of every month until the month of December. It will be this Saturday, the 17th. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars. Share this information with others who may be in need of free produce. Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it is titled, Silence. Behind all creation is silence. Silence is the essential condition, the vital ingredient for all creation and all that is created. It is a power in its own right. The artist starts with a blank canvas. Silence. The composer places it between and behind the notes, the very ground of your being, out of which come all your thoughts, is silence. The way to silence is through meditation. When you arrive in your own silence, you will know true freedom and real power. Stop, take a minute, and listen to the silence within you today. Now, I am waiting on my guest, Joetta McCruder and Elder Tiger Bradley. They are from Mansfield, Ohio. I think she said Columbus, Ohio area, and they are to be here at any moment. I hope to keep you busy until they arrive. We're in a new location, and God help them find their way here. So let me check just one moment. Well, that was pretty good looking out. They found their way. Amen, amen, oh man. So just a few minutes till they get themselves together, and we will be live, okay? I'm excited about this new venture or this play that's coming to our area here in Marion, Ohio. They formerly had, come on in, open the door. Come in. Everybody else is barging, so
that's okay.
I'm sorry.
Have a seat.
Alrighty. Here is my guest. Sorry I had to lead a mic a couple of times. Just wanted to make sure they found it, and hopefully you can have a seat. You might be able to use that chair if you would like. Alrighty. Now we have Elder Tiger Bradley with us right now, right? And Joetta McGruger.
Yeah.
Joetta
Polk.
Okay, Joetta Polk. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad your visit. I mean, your travel was safe. I'm all nervous and everything, right?
You're nervous. We're nervous. No, we're fine. We're just delighted to be here and to share information with the Marion community and your listening audience about the play that's going to take place on this Sunday, right. July the 18th. Doors opening at 4, the play beginning at 5 at Mays Community Church of God, and Mays Temple Community Church of God in Christ, Pastor Sean L. Jackson.
Right.
Yes, and the entitlement of the play is called Hurt and Healed, Chapter 3, and it was the playwriter is in your studios on today. He's the author, writer, producer, director, Elder Tiger Bradley from Mansfield, Ohio.
Okay. So how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing real good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You doing
it's
okay?
It's a great day, yeah.
Great day. That's wonderful. That's what I want to hear.
Great day. So how did this come about?
Okay, this came about, I was a youth pastor at my father's church, and I did a lot of counseling with people, and it came about that I had ran into a lot of people that had been hurt, and far as like hurt with church hurt, job hurt, school hurt, and also relationship hurt, a lot of marriages and dating and parenting, and so I wanted to come up with a solution to help people from they hurt to get them healed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whoa, that's got to be a whole lot of people.
It's a whole lot of people. Yes, a whole lot of people. There's a lot of people, even today, as you notice, the atmosphere that's going around, a lot of people are hurting.
Yes.
So this play is right on time to help them heal.
Yes, it is. And on top of that, COVID and coming out of that and, you know.
Great, yep.
Boy, it was like, woo.
And that's a healing in itself, just going out.
Yes.
Going out into the public, being around people—that's a healing itself.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's a comfort to feel more free now that we can go out and be around
people.
You
yep.
know, so that's like being liberated. You know, from being shackled, like being under shackles in a house or something like that. Wow, I was so excited, and a friend of mine, she just went on a trip to Indiana. She said the hotels were packed and everything was packed.
I bet.
And it was just such a trying time trying to get through the traffic because
of the
construction and all that. But, you know, God is good and He helps to orchestrate our life. So I do want to ask you, Pastor, not only that, but it says number 3.
Right.
So is this the third, what you call it? Enactment of this play?
Yeah, I call it chapter.
Chapter.
It's the third chapter. And it probably end up being about 5.
Okay.
But it's the third chapter. And each chapter have a theme. So chapter 1 theme was the emergency room.
Oh.
Yeah.
I bet that was exciting.
Yeah, exciting. Because first of all, to get healed, you have to go to an emergency room to find out what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the play started. I deal with people issues, just getting the people issues out there so that people can see what's going on.
Right.
And then chapter 2 was called The Story Continues. So it just was continuing with the emergency room. So now chapter 3, now listen to this theme. Chapter 3 theme is what would you do when your past catches up with you? What would you do if your past catches up with you? And so I'm dealing with each character. They go on a journey, and you will see in this play when they pass, catch up with them, and see how they handle it.
That's very interesting. Whether they were triumphed or fall, right?
Exactly. Everybody passed, you do not want to remember.
Of course.
But when it comes up, now how are you going to handle it?
Right.
Yeah, so that's my goal in this play, because it's based off one of my favorite scripture. This scripture is really based, I say my whole life, is 2 Corinthians 5:17. It said, if any, now I like that small word, any.
Oh, yeah, any.
Any could be me, you, her. Mm-hmm. If any man be in, this is the condition, in Christ.
Right.
Yes.
He is a
yes.
new creature.
Absolutely.
Old things have passed away and all things become new.
Mm.
And so that's what, and you said liberated earlier, that's what I hope people will get out of when they see this play.
Yes.
They will drop that old past and become new and be free again.
I just went through something like that a couple of weeks ago.
My goodness.
You know, because the past can just hang on, and it can keep you, it can bind you,
and
you have a weakness to it.
Yes.
And I realized I had a weakness to that past.
You all in my play. Have you seen my play before?
No.
You all in it.
Play of my life.
You all in it.
Wow, you really are. Wow.
Play of my life. You know, like you said, everyone needs to be healed of something. It might not be the same thing, you know, but something.
Right.
You know, and that had been nagging me and hanging on and hanging on for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when I let it go, oh my gosh, I felt so free.
Oh, let it go. Yes.
So free.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of people who are listening will be encouraged and excited.
Yeah, very,
about
very
this
excited
play.
And very, very empowered too. And,
yes.
And one thing, this play will give you hope. And the meaning of hope is that you will see, I guarantee you will see somebody in this play that represents you. You will see you in this play, and then you will see the outcome, and it will give you hope that if they can make it, even if it's a play, but if they can make it, I can make it too.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though it's a play, but it's a play, about real issues.
Yeah. Real issue, real life. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so it's just almost like this radio show. It gives you an opportunity to, I say, be real.
Yes.
I'm a pastor. I've been ordained elder since the year 2000. I'm from the Church of God in Christ.
Yes. Right.
And so there are some protocol or some things that you can say and cannot say over the pulpit.
Yeah.
But in a play.
In a play.
I can say what I really wanted to say.
Yes.
And show people really what's going on. So it's very real, very raw. And people would just love it. They just grab onto it.
Wow, and it needs to be raw.
Yeah.
It just really needs to be.
And today time, it's definitely got to be that way.
Yeah, we can't keep patty cake and
there
stuff,
you go.
Right? Patty cake, baker's man.
Right.
Right.
And so that's why some things have to be raw to get healed, because they didn't patty cake so long.
Right,
they never get healed from it. So
true.
Sometimes you have to just get to the root of things so they can get healed.
Wow, powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yes.
I'm excited.
I'm glad. I'm excited.
Yes.
Can you hear it in my voice? I'm excited.
Yeah. Made this trip to Marion, and I had your interview with the Marion Star.
Yes.
That's great. That's really
wonderful.
Great.
Yes,
it is wonderful. So I'm excited, too. And I Lord bless and say the same. I'll be there.
Okay. I hope to see you. I'll be looking
glad
for
to
you.
Have
yes,
you there.
Absolutely.
Yes. Love to have you. Front row seat if you would like that. If you have someone with you, would love to have them to join us as well.
Oh, okay. So what's your part in this?
Well, my part in this is promoting the play.
Okay.
Getting the word out about it. And
okay.
So, again, it will take place on this Sunday, July 18th. Doors open at 4. The actual play begins at 3. There will be a prelude to the play of praise and worship.
Okay.
And then we're going to go right into the play. Excuse me. And so we're very excited. Pastor Sean Jackson has opened his church home. We are no strangers to Mays Community Temple Church of God in Christ. So that church will be open up to us to have the play, and we just just come. It's free. Bring your family. It's when you were talking earlier about it being raw, it is truly age appropriate. Mm-hmm. But so it is family. We want right. family to come.
Right.
So don't say, well, I can't let my 16-year-old come. No, please.
Plus, it's in a church.
Plus, it's in a church. Exactly. So we want...
Right. How the place you're going to be.
Exactly.
Right, right.
So that healing can take place
right.
and begin. So
right.
we, again, 5 o'clock, doors open at 4, but the play itself will begin at 5. And we know that everyone will be blessed. At the first unveiling of the play, it was, I mean, really standing room only. So this is why we're trying to get out and promote it and let people know, please
right.
come and take part in it, because we know that they're going to be blessed.
Right.
And they will not leave the same way that they came.
Mm.
So,
Mm-mm-mm.
yes.
You know, we say that when we go to church, I'm not going to come back home the same way I left. And sometimes you do.
And sometimes, right,
right.
And sometimes you do.
Because sometimes that message hurts so bad that,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
you can't receive it at that moment, right?
Right.
True. I do want to mention that besides Mays Community Temple Choir, we have King's Temple Praise Team.
Okay.
They're going to be singing. And along with Mays Community Temple, and there is some singing in the play as well, just some. My sister's going to be singing, I believe, and the music ministry of Maestro Garland McCruder, who is from Mansfield.
Okay.
A lot of people do know, they know him, and he happens to be my brother.
Okay.
But we're just really godly proud of Tiger Bradley, and even though with his disability, but to look at him and the way he walks and carry himself, he is legally blind, but through all of that, God has given him a vision.
Amen.
To work in ministry, to write plays, and plays that are very powerful, that have a life-changing end and result to them.
Right.
So we're so thankful for that, so grateful for that.
Amen.
So please come. Again, doors open at 4. The play, though, itself begins at 5.
Begins at 5. Wow, that's Tiger.
Tiger Bradley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is legally blind?
Yes, yeah. he's
really?
Legally blind.
You can't tell.
You cannot tell.
At
you
all.
Cannot tell.
I played it all real good.
Yeah. And he's best to speak to that, you know.
Okay.
I often say, even through that disability,
right.
God has given him a vision, and many of us have our sight, and we
all
do nothing.
All of our senses, right.
Yeah, all of
That's
our senses,
true. That's
and
true.
We do little of nothing,
That's
but
true.
Then God allowed, you know, Tiger's best to speak to that.
Yes. So would you like to speak to that?
Oh,
how
yeah.
God has empowered you.
Yeah, God has empowered me, and I thank God for that. Show me in the scripture where Paul had a flesh, he had a thorn in his flesh,
mm-hmm.
and he prayed three times, and the scripture said that my grace is sufficient. So
right.
oh my God.
I understand that, you know, God got me, his grace
yes.
is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And another story in the Bible talked about Jacob. These things had to encourage me, because I was
mm-hmm.
wondering, like, Lord, why me?
Right.
Why
right.
me? And
right.
so he also showed me in the scripture about Jacob, that when Jacob wrestled, he got touched in the hip.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord.
And the scriptures never did say that he got healed. That means
no.
the rest of his life, he was walking with a limp.
Mm. Yes.
But God had it.
Yes, he
and
did.
And so that's why I'm just, again, excited what God is doing. And he just said, you know, this is what's going to happen. You know what? Nothing never surprised God.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to say that again. Nothing never surprised God.
That's true.
The prophecy came about that I was going to be a great playwright, that I was going to write plays, that my name was going to be on lights and people was going to see my play. And then I thought, like, oh, how that's going to happen? Now I am blind. I cannot see any in my left eye. I can see blurry in my right eye.
Okay. Okay.
And so I was like, Lord, you know, how this prophecy going to come about? And God still said, I got you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so this is a witness. That you seeing that I still was able to write a play, write
right.
a script, write
yes.
everybody in line.
That's a third chapter.
Third chapter.
Yes.
Direct.
And got more to come. But I just know that God has me, and nothing surprising. He knew that Tiger is going to be blind, legally
mm-hmm.
blind, but
mm-hmm.
my word for him is going to come about. And so that's why I just give God praise and give him honor for what he's doing.
Yes.
So I thank God for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. That way you continue to glorify him.
Amen.
It's all about him.
All about you.
Yes. Oh.
And I just briefly want to add, too, you know, when you get on Sunday, when you get out of church, you're hungry. We're yet working on the details for either a food truck or refreshments being provided at the church for a minimal cost.
Okay.
And, you know, we can, once people come early on Sunday, that they will be able to take advantage of the goodies concerning refreshments. I wish I could tell you exactly what those were right now, but that's why we were coming to Marion on today to work out those details.
Okay.
But if they, hopefully if they come early, they'll be able to dine or, you know, have refreshments at their expense, but again, a minimal cost. And then, of course, after the play as well.
Okay.
That's wanted to let you know that as well.
Well, you know, people like to eat anyway.
Don't we love to eat? Don't we love to eat?
Even Jesus told that crowd, y'all just follow me for the food, right?
Right. Right.
That's all right. They was in the mix.
In the mix, most definitely. Can I please give a phone number out to call anybody who's listening and they want more information and a repeat of what we just said? The number to call is 614-264-6176, 614-264-6176.
Is that your number?
That's my number, And I will pick up Joetta Polk.
Okay. All righty then. Okay. So you are talking about chapter one, about the emergency room. Now, these chapters that you have already performed in front of other audiences, so are you going to continue, like, rotating these chapters, do chapter one again, chapter two, and chapter three?
No. It probably it'd be in a book.
Okay, you're gonna write it.
Yeah, I'm gonna write a book. But those who want to see chapter one or chapter two, I have them on YouTube.
Oh, great!
Yeah, you just go to my YouTube channel, Tiger Bradley, and you type in Tiger Present Hurt and Heal, and chapter one and chapter two is on there. So if people wanted to see it or catch up or see what's going on, they can see that. Yep.
I'm gonna pull that up on my TV.
Yeah, pull it up
tonight,
sweetie. We have one of the characters here, and he's the matriarch of the family. Can I switch out with him?
Oh yeah,
too?
Yes you can.
So that you can.
I was gonna ask him what was his part too. He's behind me though.
He's a comedian.
Oh he is.
He's the comedian. He's all the one that's going to have you laughing.
All right. So it's nice to meet you. What's your name?
My name is Myron Boswell.
Okay, Myron.
Yes, I'm an elder
at
the Oasis of Love Church of God in Christ in Mansfield, Ohio also. And my friend Tiger, again, I want to emphasize back to a point of the raw. I was hoping he brought... Joetta clarified that this is family friendly.
Right.
Each person in here will be able to enjoy themselves as well as the impact of the message will come through.
Right.
But the children will be able to see it. And as I said to Tiger, it's like this. You know when you're at home and you have a family reunion, especially us when we have our family reunion, we have everybody there, you have stories.
Yes.
That you hear your aunt and your grandmothers and everybody talking about, but then especially when you're a kid, and you always wonder how that happened.
Right.
Well, that's what this play is.
Okay.
It is telling exactly, well, Grandma, Pop, that was going on. that was what's happening.
Right.
So Tiger is bringing reality in a storytelling in ministry to this place. So that's what he's doing. And so I'll be finished to your next question,
your
but that's what he's actually doing in ministry in this. So each part of the family will absolutely enjoy it. And they will cry.
Oh my.
They will cry.
Okay.
Because it's very emotional when you're talking about hurt.
Yes.
It's pain.
Yes, it is.
And in that pain, there's a reason for the healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's taking you through in each chapter to get you to the healing.
Okay.
So, in this particular one, you'll see at least a couple of characters begin to get their healing.
Well, great. That's beautiful. So, what part do you play?
Oh, you wanted to ask. Well, I am the patriarch of the family.
Okay.
All the trouble proceeds from me. Oh, okay. Ooh, yes. The way Tiger wrote this, he comes in, the patriarch.
I know.
He just has issues that we find out that permeates through each character.
Okay.
So each character is ultimately tied to the patriarch.
Okay.
And there was something that the patriarch did to each character that causes some of their opens the door to some of their hurt.
Right,
stuff.
So right.
That's how he is.
I understand that. I get that. Yes. Absolutely. You know, when you're in a home and you have both parents and you're going to get something from one of them, you know, and there may be one that's, yeah.
So this is generational issue.
Right, generational. Wow. Wow. So let's get back to chapter one.
Okay.
Hopefully, you know, I'm going to pull this up tonight on YouTube. I just switched over on my Fire Stick.
Okay.
That also was a process, right? Getting rid of all the other cable and stuff. Wow. Some of the things that draw us in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just get so used to it and like, oh, I can't let that go.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Even the TV had me bound, you know. So the emergency room. So sometimes you have to be real, almost dying, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get to the emergency room.
Yes.
Or for them to even put you in a hospital bed, right?
Right.
Wow. So what are some of the conditions that you bring out in chapter one?
Well, chapter one, the emergency room, the person that in the emergency room is my father, Mr. Dutton. He had just suffered a heart attack.
Oh, okay.
And that draws the family to the emergency room
because
he had just suffered a heart attack. And now my character, Tevin Dutton, I'm his son.
Okay.
And his issue is, now, this had happened before. His mother passed away. His mom passed away, and at the funeral, a family member tells him that the man that raised you, Mr. Dutton, is not your father.
Oh wow!
And so they tricked me to come into the emergency room, but I don't even want to be there because I'm saying that man in there is not my father.
Right.
So we are dealing with hurting issues, and we want to figure out things of how and why I'm hurting. Mm-hmm. A lot of people hurt because of things that happened in their childhood and it carries on to their adulthood because they never been dealt with.
True.
So that's what you're going to see in chapter one.
So how long have you been working on these plays?
I say about 5 years.
5 years?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And So the first presentation you had was like 5 years ago, and that was chapter one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and chapter two.
Yep.
I'm not going to talk too much about the meat of the play because we want people to still come and see what's going on.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But in his chapters, here's what Tiger is adept at doing, and this is what you will be able to do.
Okay.
From chapter one, even if you didn't see it, chapter two, not only is there some visual and there's some other cues in there that you will definitely get a picture of what took place in one. So a new audience that sees three will not be lost from what happened in one.
Okay.
And what happened in two. They will be able to pick it up, some of the theme. They will also be able to pick up some of the character events that took place inside the place. So the audience will be able to see some of one, some of three. They'll hear a lot of it, and he ties them together so that there is one cohesive, flowing play.
Right.
So that's how it's a book, when he said it's a book.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
That makes me excited as a writer when I have cast members that can just grab hold to what your vision that you're trying to do, and they can just grab it and just tell you, almost can say it better than what you was visualizing. And, you know, that's great. And I appreciate him, Elder Boswell, you know, being in my play. When you see the play and you see him as the character, you really will love what he's doing. And so I thank God for him.
So what process did you go through to select your actors?
I have a gift of picking.
Really?
Yeah, I have a gift of picking people to be in the part. When I write it, I have a vision of how I want the character to be, mm-hmm. and then I think about my relationship with people, mm-hmm. and I say, okay, I think he can play this part real good.
Okay.
Yeah, because I picked one lady to do a part to play my sister from Facebook Live.
Really?
Yeah. She be on Facebook Live, and she I call her the city news reporter. Because she always was reporting on what's going on in the city. If somebody was fighting, she's like, look, y'all, somebody fighting, isn't it? And I said, this girl is crazy. I said, she'd be perfect for my sister.
Yes.
So I do it just like that. That's how I pick my characters.
That's
it's certain things that have happened. And I said, oh, wow, they'd be perfect. Yep.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they don't even have to go through audition. They just...
I'd rather be the one to pick it.
Have a sense of,
yeah,
and a feel of the person.
I have a sense of what I want.
Right.
And I already have a sense of what I can get out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they think they can't, I already know I can get it out of you.
Because I
know them. Yeah, I can write something for you. I'm already feeling you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have that gift. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey. I might could do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I didn't think I could do this, but I'm doing it.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Been doing it for seven years.
Wow.
Yeah, 7 years. So.
Excellent.
And, yeah, I it's all God. All mm-hmm. God. It's all Him, you know. So, yeah, many times I thought, well, maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I should stop.
Right.
But, you know, He keeps pushing me on
mm-hmm.
to bring the gospel over the airways. So, yeah.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I
enjoy it.
Being modest, too.
Huh?
In that choosing of characters, he's
uh-huh.
being kind of modest as well.
Is he?
Yes. Because his gift is not only can he choose, and what he has done through his, Joyda kind of touched on this mm-hmm. when she, in her promotion and what she's been doing. What Tiger has also done in Mansfield, Ohio, he's brought a collection of the community together in the characters.
I bet.
And so he's brought various churches together, various other entities, and so they represent all of the people of, in this particular case, mm-hmm. of the African-American community of Mansfield. He's had a gift at getting all of those, so it brings the community together as
yes,
well,
yes.
and each of those characters. So he's, like I said, he's modest in what some of the things that he's saying, but he remembered, he brought it up in one of his things. So I thought it would be appropriate for him that to be
told
for today as well.
So, right.
Definitely.
And what he does. And so he's very good at. He's very good. Guy's giving him a serious gift of people. And how to, and then he portrays those people.
Right, to bring unity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
yep.
we need that?
Yes.
Yes,
yes
need we
that.
Need that unity. Like you say, some people get hurt in the church, you know,
mm-hmm.
and some people leave and they never come back. They never really go back to serving God.
Right.
You know.
And we got to. Have you seen my play? Have you seen it?
Because no.
You was dealing with a character that got hurt in the church and said, "I'm not coming back."
Yeah.
That's my sister.
Oh.
Yep, just
it
like
happens.
That. Not coming back. Yep.
It happens. People will leave and won't come back.
Mm-hmm.
No, they may start somewhere else, but then they'll eventually just fade off.
Right.
You know. And that's and then you wonder, well, what happened? What is the church for anyway?
Exactly. Yep.
Right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And so Ella Boswell brought it up. I thank God for giving me favor because even bringing the community together, you have to get the okay from the pastors of the church. And so I have not had one problem with any pastor in Mansfield. They all have been very supportive. A lot of them are my friends. And when I say friends, I'm just not saying just associate, actually friends. I hung around each other. So they supported me, allowed their members to come. And so that's why it's a community thing, and I thank God for that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I can't think of anything greater than bringing people together.
Correct.
You
yeah.
know, so that we can be a body.
Right.
Yes. Body of Christ. Wow, that's powerful. Now, chapter 2.
Okay.
What's the main
now,
part of
chapter
that?
Chapter 2 is the story continues.
Okay.
We find out that my father got healed. So he had a heart attack, but he was able to recover.
Right.
So he's recovering. And now at the end, at the emergency room, I comes in not saved at all.
Oh.
I'm not saved. I'm Tevin Dutton. I've been married, but I got a side piece.
Oh, side. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then now when the story continues, I get saved at the end of the emergency room because my father got healed, mm-hmm. and I get saved. So now when the story continues, I comes in there and I'm saved.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm trying to give up all my bad ways.
Right.
Because I had a club. And so I'm trying to give up. And so what the club does, they were saying, oh, you did so much work, we want to give you an honor.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't been to the club in 2 years.
Okay.
So yeah. Now I'm saying, hey, y'all want to honor me? Okay, what's wrong with that?
Right.
But I gets there, and the things I thought I got saved from comes back up.
I'm sure. It happens.
Yeah, it comes back up. So that's what the story continues. It comes back up, and I'm dealing with, now I didn't fail again. So the story continued. It deals with that, and it deals with my relationship, my marriage. It fails, mm-hmm. in this. My wife actually asked for a divorce, and so now I'm dealing with that. Also on top of that, and so I'm still also dealing with the issue of my father, and I finds out that he got another son that we didn't know about. Yeah, it's
the culprit.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a lot going on. Yeah, it's a lot going on. But you will see all that in chapter 1 and chapter 2. You will see all that. So that's how things are still continuing going.
Whoa.
But we got a lot of journey going on.
That's great.
Yep.
That's wonderful. Wow, what a storyline, I tell you.
Oh yeah, it's a story.
Yes.
Yep.
And I like the fact that you're going to be putting this in a book also.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was hesitating again because of my sight.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like I'm not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very hesitant. But a prophetess came to me and said that the Lord said for me to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. But I kind of ignored it.
Right.
And then a prophet turned around and said, the Lord wants you to write a book. I said, okay, you ain't going to keep telling me the Lord that many times. I said, it must be meant for me to write a book. So I'm going to write a book. And the first book is really going to be on the backstory of each character.
Okay.
One thing that God has gifted me in this play is I build characters from the beginning to the end. So I'm just not saying you just Joanna.
Right.
I got you from when you was born, Joanna, what happened while you was a childhood to now.
Mm.
So that's why it's easy for my cast members to play the character because they know the character. I give them the idea of where
you
they come
them
from.
Themselves.
There you go. So that's how they... Yeah.
No, that's powerful. You give them themselves.
Yep.
So how could you not act that? You know
there
what
you
I'm
go.
Saying? How could you not be that character?
Scared.
Right. Yep.
Yes.
Yep, so that's how I do it, and so that's what I want to do, and I'm going to write the book in series too, so.
That's great. I'm thinking TV.
Oh, okay. Are you prophesying?
Yeah, okay. A mini-series. That's what I'm prophesying. Yeah. A mini-series, right?
To the Marian Star. We just talked about that.
Yeah, I feel it, you know, just a mini-series, because mm-hmm. so many people just stepping out and doing what they want to do.
Right.
Just like you said, a YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a platform
there
anyway.
You go.
Yeah,
yep.
That's a platform, so why not? Go ahead.
Yep.
In his development, when he was speaking about his that skill, the other thing that makes his play good is mm-hmm. in his ability and from playwriting. Tiger is not a director like this. I've been under many directors.
Okay.
Played in several plays and various all levels. But one thing I like about Tiger, and he said it right there, is he's confident in himself
mm-hmm.
and his ability, and then he allows the cast to also work with them to develop the character.
Okay.
So not only do they see themselves, they make an input in there. And he's not one of these directors that say, no, 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 you're going to do it my way,
right,
and that's the only
the
way it's going to be.
Right.
No, he allows this, and that's what makes his plays. When he says, I'm funny, well, that's what allows that.
Right, right.
Because that allows me to myself, speaking
yourself,
of myself,
right,
to be myself.
Right.
And so then I can add myself to the character, mm-hmm, and then because it becomes me and stuff. So
that's true.
It. So
that's
what I like about, mm-hmm, that is Tiger. Oh, don't forget his nickname.
What's this nickname?
That he's called. Oh, you can't leave them without saying that.
Yeah, give me your nickname.
I'm going to be quiet, but you must get this. He is called Tiger Perry.
Okay. I get that.
You cannot forget his nickname.
I even told my daughter.
Tiger Perry.
I said, he's like Tyler Perry. With his plays, you know.
Now I'm done. I'm going to leave and go over here and do it. But I want to make sure you get those points to tie. Tiger Perry.
Tiger Perry.
Yes. Thank you, Doc.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's wonderful. To be so close, you know, like in vicinity, to know that this is going on
right
out of Mansfield, Ohio. I was just there at a funeral of Elder O'Brien, Frank O'Brien.
Yeah,
a great man of honor. I really respected him. And I was there at Maddox Memorial.
Yeah, exactly.
Homegoing. Yeah, was just there not too long ago. Drove around the circles trying to find the church.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to call OnStar.
Okay, yeah.
I had been there years in the past. Yeah, we used to be affiliated with them. Church of God in Christ.
She did.
Uh-huh, used to be. What was it? True Faith.
True Faith?
Mm-hmm. True Faith. I think Elder Craig was the pastor during that time.
Okay.
Elder Wade. Mike Wade has that church now. Elder
okay.
Mike Wade, yeah.
Yeah, I know Elder Wade.
Uh-huh, they used to come through there.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been a while, but I'm glad I went, and look how God does.
Yeah.
It's bringing Mansfield back. You know something?
Right,
yes.
Yeah. So I want you to put the pitch in again for the flyer and invite people to come. We're down to like 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, again, the play... Hurt Healed, Chapter 3, will take place this coming Sunday, July 18th. Doors open at 4. The play begins at 5 with praise and worship. Then we're going right into the play, and it will be held at Mays Community Temple, Church of God in Christ.
And that's 801 Bennett Street.
801 Bennett Street, yes.
Where the pastor is Pastor Sean and First Lady Lana Jackson.
Absolutely. They're a great asset to our community.
Oh, I'm sure they are. And they were just so delighted to host this play. And again, it's open to the family, so bring your children. Many times mothers and fathers come and then they leave their children at home. No, we want the whole family, grandparents, aunts, uncles, please come. There is a seat in the house for you.
That's beautiful.
And you will not leave the same way you came, in Jesus' name.
Amen. It's been an honor to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Oh, don't give up. Don't you stop this. It was easy to talk with you.
Easy. Very easy.
It's something about your spirit.
Well, praise God.
Isn't it beautiful? Yes. Yeah.
A lot of people say that. They come here nervous. They're, well, you made it so easy.
Oh, just like having a conversation.
That's what it is. Yeah. Absolutely. That's what it is.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
That
He'll help you get your book done.
Thank you.
You said maybe 2 more chapters coming?
Yeah, maybe 2 more. Yep.
All right. Beautiful.
Might be more. We'll see.
Amen.
Right. So proud of Tiger, Elder Tiger Bradley, and what he's doing. And we're just glad that the city of Marion is welcoming him.
Right.
Absolutely.
With the same token and elevation of love and respect. So thank you. Thank you so much. We'll see you all on Sunday.
All right. You guys have safe travel back home to Mansfield.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you, culprit.
And that he is.
All right.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much, darling.
You are so welcome.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. I just interviewed Elder Tiger Bradley and Joetta McCruder, and the culprit of the play. I didn't write your name down.
Myron Boswell.
Myron Boswell. So if you're out this weekend, please come by. There's going to be healing for you and hopefully some food too, okay? So till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory,
I just sent my prayer to the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you're tired, you need 12 black folks, maybe, I'll put them on a piece. If you need something close to the house, I'll give you that too. And then I looked at my body and I said, cancer, I ain't never bothered you. And I dare you to bother me. I'm going to give you 72 hours to get out of my body. And if you're not, I'm going to roll on you.
The legendary newsman and former host of the Today Show, Hugh Downs.
Though with only 3 minutes left and 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe. 95, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade.
The legendary singer of the hit song Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Boom, 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 boom. Thinking of you, things wasn't right. Well, I was tossing and turning and tossing and turning.
To the exchange panel of Scott Spears, Sean Kraft, and Charlie Evers.
Oh. You gotta go to a shrink?
Yes.
How much do they shrink? What are they before
Charlie,
they shrink?
No, wait, so, no, wait, so you have mental anguish over this.
Yes,
now. So it's not only the physical, it's the mental anguish.
You guys are something else.
No, we are.
That's why we're here.
I'm deadly interested in this story.
If we weren't something else, we'd be walking all the way.
Yeah, but Lord, it's physical.
But the thing,